Mitin da Toma Discan Satek. Good morning. This is lesson 17. This is a very important lesson and one which perhaps you should go back over several times to understand. We're looking at the way you can use words, verbs such as ever, diski, oberi, mors, dors, all sorts of verbs easily. What you do is you learn what's called auxiliary verbs. So if you just learn one or two auxiliary verbs, you can use the rest with it very easily. I'm going to make a start on this now. So we have used parts of this before. This is me ara. I do or I make. And then if you bung a verb on the end, Mi ara oberi, oberi is to work, intrura, intruru, intruro, get the right language for the word truro. Mi ara oberi intruro. I work intruro. In context, you might be saying I shall work intruro or I do work intruro, but essentially this is I work intruro. Me ara oberi intruro. Me ara oberi intruro. After three, onan del tri. Me ara oberi intruro. If you weren't going to use that auxiliary verb, then you could actually use oberi as the verb itself. And you would conjugate that. I mean, part of it would be me ober. In Cambron. Me a ober in Cambron. I work in Cambron. But at the moment, it's probably easier to use the me ara oberi part. You can also use the verb to be as an auxiliary verb. So you can get the verb oberi. Before it, you need to put the little bit which say, which really makes it ing, like working or that part of English. And in Cornish you put olf, or if that's before a vowel, or o if it's before a consonant. Now this ing works when you're using the verb to be. So efyddyddi olf oberi yn Lyscerys. I will be working in Lyscard. Efyddyddi olf oberi in Lyscaris. I will be working in Lyscard. So that's another way. We will look more into that one at some other point. But the efyddyddi part, I will be, is a good bit to learn. Efyddyddi, I will be. Efyddyddi, you can use it on its own. If someone asks you, Esos te o mors the Lyscaris, are you going to Lyscard? You could say, yeah, fiddly, I will be. Okay, so here we are back to ara. We're going to just go through the whole conjugation of this. So we've done me ara with the me ara oberi intruro. The next bit is ti ara, you do or make. Then there's ev ara, he does or makes. He ara, she does or makes. Ni ara, we do or make. Hui ara, you, plural or impersonal, do or make. E ara, they do or make. There's also an alternative that you might sometimes hear, anjai. Ara. That's an alternative to E in Late Cornish particularly. So, me ara, ti ara, ev ara, hi ara. Then we get into the plurals. Ni ara, hui ara, e ara. Okay, so we've conjugated our first verb, and this is an important one to get used to. So learn this one as much as you can, because then you can bung other verbs on the end and you'll be well away. Okay, give it a go.